The retail sales report came in hotter than expected, and yes, the markets reacted. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 15th day of August. Thanks for being with us. In other news, the outcome of Bidenomics is being felt in nearly every state in the nation, and what that means. UAW members are about to vote on a possible strike. Attention, job quitters, you may want to listen just a little bit longer because more companies are making counter-offers to workers that they say are going to be leaving. Hey, have you ever heard of cash stuffing? You will today. We've got the Wall Street Report and the gender pay gap and caregiving. Is there a link? Yeah, there seems to be. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you guys are spending some time with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter or X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, given everything that consumers are facing, the July retail sales report was a bit of a surprise. Why? Well, consumers actually increased their spending last month. It's a sign that the economy continues to be fueled by you. According to the Commerce Department's report, retail sales rose to a better-than-expected 0.7% in July from June. That gain was higher than a revised 0.3% increase the previous month and marked four straight months of increases. And get this, when we look at the increase in consumer prices from last month, which were pegged at 0.2%, that 0.7% increase is greater, indicating that shoppers are spending at a healthy pace even though costs are up a bit. Department stores posted a 0.9% increase, while clothing and accessory stores had a 1% gain. Sales at sporting goods stores and hobby stores rose by 1.5%. At restaurants, sales rose by 1.4%, while online sales increased by 1.9%. And it should be noted that online sales were most likely driven by Amazon Prime Day, which happened in July. You know, one would think that such positive economic news would drive the markets up. Oh, but no. And of course, news out of China didn't help either. We'll have those Wall Street numbers for you in just a bit. You know, everywhere you look, there is a flurry of activity when it comes to a host of projects, be they building or repairing faltering bridges and roads, to a line of battery plants being constructed from Michigan to Georgia, or new semiconductor plants in Arizona, Texas, Ohio, and New York. It really is all quite amazing, and it's all the outcome of something called Bidenomics. When Congress and President Biden focused on a new era of domestic manufacturing, modernization of the U.S. to compete in the 21st century, stuff is getting done. The Associated Press is reporting that much like the development of the federal highway system back in the 1950s or the space race to the moon in the 1960s, this undertaking is once in a generation. More recently, presidents have tapped Congress to deliver on their vision for social or fiscal policy with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare a decade ago and Trump's GOP tax cuts back in 2017. This action is different in the fact that it is creating tens of thousands of jobs following years of underinvesting in the U.S. while shipping jobs and manufacturing overseas. The The White House said the federal policy has generated more than $500 billion in private investment announcements flowing into the states, much of it in Republican-held congressional districts as companies invest where land is cheap and labor unions lag. Even Republicans who voted against the bills are now vying for credit. The Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act are coming into fruition at a time of economic churn and stubborn inflation in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. Yet, inflation is way down from where we were a year ago, and if there's pain at the pump, you can point to not only Russia, but also the OPEC Middle East cartel, where our friends in the Saudi government has extended their effort to pump less oil. To do what? Drive up prices. The AP is reporting that about 146,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union will vote next week on authorizing their leaders to call strikes against the Detroit automakers. Union President Sean Fain said in his statement that talks that started in mid-July are moving slowly and have yet to get to wages and other economic issues. The union's contracts with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis expire in about a month at 11:59 p.m. September 14. Meanwhile, the president has said he wants both sides to negotiate fairly. Because? Because closing plants and having a strike would harm the overall economy. You know, it's getting desperate for some companies as they attempt to retain workers and/or recruit new employees. And now, many companies are making counter-offers to job quitters. Why? It's that tight labor market. Business Insider is reporting that a new report by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development surveyed over 2,000 HR professionals and decision makers in the UK from June to July, and that found that employers are giving counteroffers at a higher rate than in previous years. Around 40% of employers have given a counteroffer in the past 12 months, and just over half say they've offered a higher number of counteroffers than in previous years. A quarter of employers expect to be given more counteroffers in the year ahead. Counteroffers to employees who are quitting has been a virtual unknown in the past, but is becoming much more of a trend as companies struggle to find workers. You know, when we saw the news release about something called cash stuffing, we knew we had to share it with you. The story is that more Gen Z folk are reverting to cash stuffing to stretch and manage their budgets. So what is it? Well, basically, it's not really new, but it's when people divide their income for the month and sort them out into cash envelopes with different categories marked on them, and then spend only what is marked on each envelope. Anything that's left over becomes a part of the person's savings. A May 2023 report by Credit Karma showed that a whopping 69% of Gen Z is using cash more now than what they did last year. And in the age of digital transactions, a lot of Gen Z shoppers prefer to use digital payment methods where one can simply tap their phone to pay, but others believe that feature makes it way too easy to spend money. And when you think about it, it all does make sense. If you know you've got $100 in your pocket, you may not be as quick to spend that if you have other needs in the future. Well, we go from cash stuffing to Wall Street, where the major indexes all crashed and burned today. There were two drivers. One, the higher spending by consumers in July drove fears that the Fed will continue to raise interest rates in September to cool the economy. And two, data from China showed Chinese retail sales and industrial production in the world's second biggest economy grew less than expected in July. The news, which followed other recently disappointing data, comes as signs of severe distress in the property sector emerge, prompting a series of interest rate cuts by the central bank in Beijing. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, those two factors saw the Dow sink by 361 points to close at 34,946, while the NASDAQ fell by 157 points to end the session at 13,631, and the S&P 500 fell by 51 points to finish the day at 44.37. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by $1.52 to close at $80.99 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about how caregiving seems to extend the gender pay gap. A new analysis indicates that women who do most of the family caregiving are impacted when it comes to pay. Were they paid for the time they put into taking care of family, as well as those outside the home, women would make an additional $627 billion a year based on this new analysis. Add to this the difference, the fact that women are often paid less at work and less still when caregiving results in career setbacks. And the pay gap comes to $61 trillion since 1967, according to Bloomberg. Women, by the way, spend 52 minutes a day on caregiving, or twice that of men, and that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And all that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. And for all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable and peaceful Tuesday evening. Thanks so very much for being with us. And remember, as we say every night, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.